A serious accident has reignited concerns about the dangers of speeding along River Road in East Richmond. The situation on this stretch of road has reached a critical point, with numerous accidents, some fatal, occurring frequently, and residents are pleading for help, said Richmond resident Stefan Junker. Over the years, we have witnessed countless near misses and accidents, some resulting in vehicles ending up in the ditch or even the river. Tragically, two lives have been lost in front of our property, one in 2017 and another in 2015, with additional fatalities occurring mere meters away from this perilous section of the road. The stretch of road in question is River Road between No. 6 Road and Westminster Highway, nicknamed Misery Mile, or Road of Death, by some. On Thursday morning, a crash involving two vehicles in the 21,200 block, east of Cambie Road, resulted in traffic in the area being blocked in both directions for more than 2 hours. One vehicle was a dark-colored Honda and the other, which was found partially submerged in a ditch, was a light-colored Ford van, according to Richmond RCMP spokesperson Corporal Dennis Wong. The accident took place shortly after 9 a.m. and two ambulances were sent to the scene. Paramedics attended to six people and one person was sent to the hospital in stable condition. Police are currently investigating the crash and speed is considered a factor in the collision, Wong added. Situation remains dire, despite previous calls for change. This was not the first time Junker, who works in the area, spoke to the Richmond News about the dangerous road conditions. In 2017, Junker raised concerns about the area after he tried to pull out a submerged driver with his colleagues. However, despite previous efforts to raise awareness, the situation remains dire, he said. Reckless speeding in the area poses a significant threat to road users, Junker explained. Despite the posted speed limit of 50 km per hour, motorists often exceed this limit, reaching speeds of 80 to 100 km per hour, especially during rush hour when Highway 91 is congested. According to a city staff report in 2017, 94 crashes happened on the stretch of the road between 2011 and 2015. Data from ICBC shows the number rose to 108 between 2018 and 2022. The long straight stretch of road, spanning more than 1 kilometer, exacerbates the issue, Junker said, who seen drivers frequently engaging in dangerous overtaking maneuvers. He added the wooden bridge along the Fraser River affects visibility on the road, especially for property entrances on the left, including his company's driveway. Residents opposed to city solutions, says city spokesperson. City of Richmond spokesperson Clay Adams told the news the city had tried to address safety issues in the area in the past. Like any section of road, River Road is fine if people adhere to posted speed limits and follow safe driving practices, he said. The city proposed placing speed bumps along there some years ago in response to concerns about speeding, only for residents to oppose the suggestion and ultimately resulting in the idea not going forward. In 2017, the news reported the city was looking into adding new signage, altering the yellow lines and other measures such as placing a dozen speed bumps, widening the road and reducing the speed limit to make the area safer. Although residents suggested adding delineators along the road to deter speeding and improve visibility, Adams said this is not always practical for roadways with limited shoulders as the reduced space between vehicles and cyclists can increase risk to cyclists and other road users. Those on the Queensborough Bridge were put in place to reduce unsafe lane-changing habits and related collisions, not for speed, he explained. That section of River Road is also not used by cyclists who have a separated pathway. Adams added upgrades to River Road will likely occur in the coming years, as the city's dike master plan gets implemented, separating some roadways and dikes. In the meantime, we encourage drivers to be responsible, adhere to the speed limit and demonstrate good behaviors, he said. For anyone with concerns or questions, Adams suggested contacting the city's Director of Transportation, Lloyd B., by email at lbie@richmond.ca. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. To stay updated on Richmond news, sign up for our daily headline newsletter.